Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Rob Allen here, co-CEO of The People Stack, where we help people just like you, tech leaders, project managers, project leaders, product leaders, and all of the folks that make IT go. We help you live your best lives. And a lot of folks end up on the call with us not knowing what that would even mean for themselves, but they also show up with a certain expectation for what it's going to look like to fix it, or what an ideal version of that would be. I find that funny and distracting all at the same time, to be honest. In fact, there's a one of the leadership Slacks that I'm a part of, there was a daily challenge question just this past week where the question was, have you participated in any leadership development coaching programs? And if not, what would you like to craft one to look like? And a lot of the answers came back with, well, shit, I don't know what I need to make one of those things look like. If I knew, I wouldn't need the program. And yet we keep getting folks expecting a certain disruptive pattern. And I get it. I get it. There's coaching in general is a new space for careers, for leadership, and a newer space at least. And it's not one that we as individuals often connect with. So what the hell does it even mean? And one of the more disastrous things is that when people equate it to maybe joining a gym, and right now at your local box gym somewhere down the road, I'm sure there's one close by to you, there's probably a spectacular deal where for just merely dollars a week, dollars a month, maybe it's an even 100 or 200, depending on the clientele, you can gain access to the gym and all of its myriad of facilities, and you can also maybe even get access to a personal trainer for time to time. And while it sounds like a fantastic deal on the surface, there's a reason they lock you into a one-year contract in order to make sure that you have to keep paying for that. And that's because 63% of folks, whether it's for just the full gym itself or even for the personal trainer, never use their memberships. Maybe for, you know, January and February because New Year's resolutions or getting ready for Valentine's Day or gearing up for summer vacation here in the States. You know, you might get a surge of folks who want to look their best and have their beach body ready. And maybe they go a little bit. But it's not sustainable. It's not sustained action because nowhere in that contract, nowhere in that agreement, nowhere in that give and take is the drive to make you the stronger, better person that you know could possibly live within you. And yet, knowing these facts, in fact, me telling you that 63% of gym memberships never go used probably isn't something that surprises you at all. In fact, many of you are probably already well aware of it, and some of you are sitting on a gym membership that's going unused. Maybe it's for a climbing gym, maybe it's for a standard workout place. My dad used to do Nautilus for like all of a month. It's a thing. Racquetball clubs have always been a thing. People pay for the memberships, the facilities exist, they're expensive, they're beautiful, and they're empty. They're empty. Why would you want to do coaching the same way? Why would you want to change your career through the same means? And it's hilarious because we see this pattern repeated out so many other different places. One of the most hated things in the world after lawyers is timeshare. And yet people buy timeshares, and then for better than 50% of those timeshares, they go completely unused, completely unclaimed. It's a broken system. It's a broken model. It's a model that benefits the person who sets up the contract, the person who sells the larger package, but doesn't necessarily cater to the whims and needs of the end user at all. The better model, in my mind, in Jen's mind, is closer to more like a university model. Focusing on what you need to learn, what we need to customize for you, though. And that's really where it comes down to. Because when you book that call with my team that you know that you've got scribbled down on a post-it note somewhere on your desk to do, when you book that call, a lot of that call is for us to figure out, can we work with you? Do we like you? Do you have the problems we solve? And if you do, do we want to solve them with you? And that's the vast majority of that call. Now, when we get through that, though, we're going to also evaluate. In fact, the call starts with us telling you. We're going to decide on this call whether we can help you through your challenges or not. And if we can, we'll tell you and show you how. And if we can't, we'll point you in the direction for something that'll serve you better. Because we're trying to serve you better. So leave the expectations of it being an easily ignorable gym membership at the door. Leave the desire for something that is going to check a box for you went for help and it didn't work, or leave the option for it to not be for you at the door. Because even a gym membership can work for you if you're properly motivated, if you show up day in, day out. In fact, the hardest thing to lift at any gym is the front door. Open up the door, you've already done more than most. And as somebody who's accustomed to doing more than most, that may sound like exactly the kind of thing that you want, where you can have it your way right away. But if you knew what it took for you to get to your dream life, to get to the dream career, you would have already done it. So book a call with my experts. Book a call with my team. Spend one of the most powerful hours you can and talk to them. They're going to talk about what's working in your career, what's not. And then they're going to talk about where you want to go. And if they can help you, if they can figure out how Jen and I are going to be able to solve your problems with you, for you, they'll tell you and they'll show you how. And if they can't, they'll tell you that and they'll point you in the direction for something else that'll serve you better. So you owe it to yourself. Take that post-it note off the desk and go to thepeoplestack.com/book and book that call with my team. They're ready, willing, and able to have one of the most transformative conversations of your life. In fact, if you're part of our free Slack, you'll see a celebration from a gentleman I spoke to a couple of months back. He booked the hour call, but 20 minutes into the call, he already knew everything he needed to do in order to move his career forward. He already knew everything he needed in order to do those things. And I'm so grateful that he celebrated with us, that he's made the transition into the CTO role that he knew he wanted and he knew he was capable of doing. And I'm super grateful that he shared that. I can't wait to see what you're able to grow into and share into as well. But in order to get there, you got to take that first step. You got to lift the handle of the gym to your career. And book that call by going to thepeoplestack.com/book and get started right away. Talk to you soon. Can't wait to see what you're able to build.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.